Good afternoon, America. We're at the top of the hour. You are listening to Republic Broadcast Network and Two If by C. This is Janet Phelan. My co-host is Dr. Rebecca Carley. And we have on the air Susan Lindauer, who was held for 11 months as a political prisoner by the Bush administration. She was held mostly in Texas during this period of time. And she is telling us how she had been working as an asset for the intelligence community, which apparently threw her to the wolves at a critical point in Bush's move to cover up the reasons for this war. So one thing I want to state to the listening audience is that many people have different ideas about, you know, what 9/11 was about, who generated 9/11, who the causal parties were in 9/11. But one of the things that I think is very important about what Susan is telling us is that apparently even the intelligence community is in different factions. They have different ideas about what's really going on. They have different pursuits. Some parts of the intelligence community were apparently trying to derail the war before it started. So I think that this sheds an awful lot of light on how much the members of the intelligence community even know concerning what the real story is in terms of our government. So, Susan, yes, you were talking to us about you were proceeding on with the story.
Okay. I would just like to say that my own handlers, it's very interesting. I had a CIA central intelligence handler, and I had a defense intelligence handler. It's very interesting that my defense intelligence handler is a neoconservative, extremely rabidly pro-war. And my other CIA handler is more of a maverick. And I don't know whether he supports the war or not, but he supports America. And these people are very patriotic. They would never have sat back and tolerated 9/11 in the sense of they would never have thrown the investigation. So I need to be very clear that my own people would never have thrown the 9/11 investigation. They took it very seriously. However, the people above them, and I mean the civilians who are not in the military, I mean the Rumsfeld and the secretary, the Condoleezza Rice, whom I hate, that kind of crowd, they did throw the 9/11 investigation, and they missed an opportunity. Whoever you think did 9/11, whether you think it was an inside job or if you were think that the Arabs did it, we missed a great deal of opportunity to make serious advances to get good quality intelligence that would have helped us shut down the financial banking accounts of the Osama bin Laden crowd. It would have, you know, it would have shed light on the Oklahoma City bombing and a Middle Eastern connection to that attack. I mean, I think that's unforgivable.
I don't think any politician
has the right to throw a terrorism investigation.
Obviously, the higher levels of power didn't want certain information to become known and didn't want certain pursuits to be followed up on. And I do hear the music, and we're going to break. We will be back shortly.
Yes. It's called treason. What they've done is called treason.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Good afternoon, America. We are back. You are listening to Two of My Feet with Janet Phelan and Dr. Rebecca Carley, co-host. And we have as our guest Susan Lindauer, and we were just discussing some of the factions inside of intelligence communities. Susan had been working as an asset for the CIA, and apparently a mother government turned on her and threw her to the wolves. And I did want to bring up the mention of another party. Brad Doucette had been with the FBI for 20 years, and had helped handle the investigations of the 1993 WTC bombing and the 1999 Egypt air bomb and 9/11. And apparently something came up in his 9/11 investigation because he, quote-unquote, committed suicide in April of 2003. Now, there are many, many people who do believe that Brad Doucette did not commit suicide. Suicides are ways of dispensing with people when they become problematic, shall I say, faked suicides. So we do see where the intelligence community will eat their own if their own do become too outspoken or effective or possibly even develop a conscience. So it looked to us like Susan Lindauer had a conscience all along and was attempting to derail the war before it even happened. So we're going to return to Susan, and please do go ahead with the timeline of your story.
Okay. Let me say that, let me go to January of 2003. I have been indicted, besides the trip, okay, I took a trip to Baghdad in March of 2002, before there ever was talk of war. When I went to Baghdad, there were no American soldiers on the ground. Nobody was talking about war. There was some whisperings in the intelligence community, but peace was in the air. Everything we wanted was attainable. So I was proceeding with great hope for the future. George Bush, Dick Cheney made his announcement that that we were looking at war in July and August of 2002. And so all of my work was completed before they ever started talking about the war formally. At that point, I reverted to being what I have always been, which is a peace activist. And I began doing what everybody was doing. I began lobbying Congress, sending letters to Congress, making phone calls through MoveOn.org and United for Peace and Justice, opposing the war. And I was contacting my members of Congress and other members of Congress, urging everybody to oppose this war. And at that point, I became like millions and millions of other Americans who were all dedicated. You know, we were all protesting. We were all going to the marches together. And I became one of those numbers. I do not consider that I am particularly laudatory for doing that. I think that we, all of us together, recognized that a horrible thing was about to happen and that it would be a disaster for our country. And all of us should be praised, praise is not the right word. All of us together had the wisdom and the foresight to try to save our planet. I think that this war has been a catastrophe. So during this period of 2000, like September 2002, right up until the invasion, I'm doing what everybody else is doing. I'm sending letters to Congress. After the invasion, of course, I was devastated. I was devastated, and I became committed to supporting free elections, free political parties, and the rights of in Iraq, and the rights of Iraqi citizens to draft their own constitution. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I have been indicted for that. They have arrested me for supporting free elections in Iraq. And the Bush administration, which has claimed to support democracy, has called my work for democracy organizing resistance to the United States. I am ashamed.
You are being tried. That is one of the charges, that you are organizing resistance to the United States.
Yes, because I supported free elections in Iraq.
Well,
and because I campaigned. That is the action that I did. I campaigned for free elections in Iraq and free political parties. So, I mean, again, you see the dishonesty of the Bush administration. You see the hatefulness, the malice of this government. It's just such an evil government. In March of 2004, my work for peace, my work against violence, all caught up with me. My work for democracy, my work for free elections, all caught up with me. I had gone to, in February of 2004, I made the mistake of trying to go to Senator John McCain's office and of speaking to Senator Trent Lott's office. This is part of the discovery in my case. It is indisputable that I did it. And I told them that I was an anti-war activist and that I knew the truth about Iraqi pre-war intelligence, and I wanted to testify in front of Congress. I wanted to tell them what really happened.
So
and
within
that
72 hours
of
that contact, you were arrested? I'm sorry. Is there another
that
one?
Is when they turned my file over to the grand jury. 1 month later, I was shocked to find that I was under arrest. Here I think I'm going to be testifying in front of a congressional committee, and the next thing I'm being gagged and silenced and sent in front of, you know, in front of a judge in New York.
So let's talk about the trial stuff. And now I understand that you've been in court at least 15 times over 4 years regarding this case, and that you were actually incarcerated at Carswell. So
yes.
let's go ahead and let's discuss the post arrest.
Let's talk
situation.
About that. I was arrested in March of 2004. For the immediately, the Bush administration did something very funny. I was ordered upon my arrest to attend court-ordered psychology meetings. Now, this is very interesting. You a minute ago talked about suicide. You know, the threat of suicide is something that kind of happens. Well, in these cases, like you mentioned the FBI agent who was investigating 9/11. Prior to my arrest, I had been telling everybody that if anything happened to me, because of my work in the intelligence, pre-war intelligence, that I would never have committed suicide, that I am totally opposed to suicide as a person, that I love life, I would never be suicidal. Okay. At the time of my arrest, the Bush White House, the Justice Department, goes to the judge and says, Susan Lindauer has been discussing suicide prior to her arrest. We're concerned that she might actually do something, so therefore, we would like you to order her to have court-ordered counseling. Now, realize I had said that I would never commit suicide and that if anything happened to me, it would be, you know, it would not be, I would never take my own life. I would never take my own life. And they twisted that around to say, oh, she's been talking about it, therefore you should order her to have court-ordered counseling.
So you were aware that sometimes people get suicided as a verb, and you were stating that you had some awareness that this may happen to people, and then, you know, that the administration will just say, oh, they killed themselves, and end of story. So this
exactly.
was used as a means to get you into the psychiatric system. So what
yeah.
happened in those counseling sessions?
What happened in those counseling sessions, very boring. The first time that I was ever forced to attend a meeting, I took a cookbook, and I read recipes from the cookbook to the guy, and he was really embarrassed, and he said, is there anything else you want to talk about? I said, no, I have no intention of discussing anything with you at all. And so the next time he brought a newspaper in, he brought the Washington Post, and literally we spent a year chit-chatting about newspaper articles in the Washington Post. Finally, I was appalled by it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I was very offended that as an American citizen who opposed the war, that I was being lampooned as somebody who was mentally unstable because I'm opposed to killing people. I mean, come on.
Welcome
and
to
that
America.
I was living the way that I want to live. I choose to be an activist. I've lived a very good life. Even at the end of all this, I've still lived a great life. And so I was appalled. So I refused. At one point, I just said, "Well, I'm not going to do this for you anymore. If you want to, you know, if you want to take my bail and throw me in prison, you can go right ahead. But I'm not going to do it." So at that point, they dropped it for about 6 months, and then, knowing that I was totally opposed to psychology, I was one day. It's quite a shocking story. In September of 2005, I was ordered to appear in court. Now, nothing had been done in my case from March 2004 until September 2005. So approximately 18 months had passed with no trial, no hearings, no court meetings. I did not attend any meetings in court for 18 months. And I had already repudiated the psychology meetings, and the courts and everybody already knew that. I said it was silly and ridiculous and it was wasting my time, and, you know, if you want to try me, go right ahead, but this is not going to happen. So I was ordered in September, something very evil was done. September 2005, I was ordered.
I'm sorry, Susan, we're going to break. We'll be back in a few minutes and hear what happened to Susan Lindauer after those counseling sessions.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexity of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is your host, Janet Phelan, along with my co-host, Dr. Rebecca Carley. You're listening to Two If by C on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have on the air Susan Lindauer, who is recounting to us what happened to her as she had worked as an intelligence asset for the U.S. government and had some information the U.S. government apparently didn't want brought to the light. So she was charged with these offenses against the U.S. government and then sent to counseling. So after, let's continue on with what happened in 2005 following those counseling sessions.
Yeah. This is Dr. Carley. Before she does it, Janet, I think it's very important that she get back to her trying to meeting with John McCain, this warmonger that's running for president. I would just like to hear from her whether or not anybody from his office ever met with her, because I think that's very important.
I thank you very much. I tried very hard to meet with John McCain's office. I identified myself as, I phoned his office repeatedly. I identified myself as an asset involved in Iraqi pre-war intelligence. I said that I was one of the people who had warned about 9/11 and that I had information that he needed to have, and that if they wanted to know what was really going on, I would testify either in a closed hearing or in a public hearing. I said to John McCain's staff that I recognized that there might be some things that would be very sensitive, and if he, you know, but I just wanted him to know. I wanted Congress to know what was going on. So I didn't, and I emphasized that I thought that they needed to go know what was really going on. John McCain's staff did an end run around me. They refused. They returned none of my phone calls. They ignored the communications entirely. At that point, I went and I made repeated efforts to talk to John McCain's staff. At that point, I went to Senator Trent Lott's office, and I had dealt with Senator Trent Lott's office on other matters, and so I knew some of his people. And I forced, this is in the discovery, they can't ever deny that it happened. I called like 10 or 15 times, and I tracked down the chief of staff, and I tracked down the legislative director, and I forced them to speak with me, and I talked to the person who handled the intelligence community, and I said, I want to talk to the Presidential Commission on Iraqi pre-war intelligence. I want you to set this up for me. The people have a right to know. Congress has a right to know. This is important historical reference for what really happened. And so they made a big show about how they were going to take care of it for me. Then they turned my stuff over to a grand jury. Now, it's very serious because John McCain's staff had to have participated in this. At the very least, Senator Trent Lott's staff did it. But they actively conspired to lie. Senator John McCain was the co-chair of that presidential commission. Mm-hmm. And he, in fact, can be, based on what happened to me, he could be impeached if he was. I think he's possibly up for impeachment because if he was elected as president, it's arguably that he could be impeached for it because he lied to the American people and he lied to other members of Congress and he conspired to have an American citizen arrested so that nobody would know the truth and so that he could feed a whole bunch of horse manure to the public.
And he continues to lie.
And he is rewarded by
being allowed to run for president of the United States.
Yes.
And he knew that he was lying. And, I mean, you got to realize, I mean, they arrested me as a foreign agent. And then they did something dirty to protect John McCain. This is the part, Janet, where I get kind of choked up because of what they did to me is so intensely evil. They didn't just arrest me. They tried to destroy me through psychiatrization. They tried to say that my mind didn't work, that I'm not a good person, that I am mentally ill or mentally unstable. They tried to deface me and to destroy my reputation. And they did it precisely so that John McCain specifically could put out a bogus report, a fraudulent report to the American people on the state of Iraqi pre-war intelligence. John McCain lied to the people. And he did it knowing that he was lying. And he did it by arresting an asset. I gave 9 years of my life to anti-terrorism. I should have been, you know, I deserve to be treated just a little bit better than this. I mean, I'm... Oh.
You're lucky you weren't treated like Brad Doucette, Susan. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this psychiatry. I do hear the music. So after the break,
we'll talk about Carswell.
We will come back and we will talk about psychiatry and how psychiatry is being used against people.
Yes, it is. That's one of their favorite plays.
I will not if you know. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
This is your host, Janet Phelan. We are back with Two If By C. My co-host is Dr. Rebecca Carley, and we have Susan Lindauer on the air, who had been working as an asset for intelligence in the United States prior to the war, and found herself in deep doo-doo after she attempted to tell the truth. I do understand we have another RBN host who has called in, Michael Herzog. Are you with us, Michael?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, good. Hold on. We'll see what's going on. You're doing great, Susan.
Okay.
Do we have Michael Herzog with us?
Yes, you've got me, girls. How are you doing?
Oh, are we on the air? All right, Michael, you did call in. Michael hosts American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting, and glad to have you on the show, Michael.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you allowing me to spend a couple minutes here. And Susan, in listening to your story, I have to tell you that I'm not appalled, I'm not surprised, because in my research behind the scenes, Susan, you know, you are in a position, I commend you for your integrity. You are a peace activist, as am I, as are all of us. But I have to tell you, and I believe that your handler, the CIA handler, that instructed you in doing what you did, he did so thinking he was doing the right thing. But it goes far above him.
Yes,
the
it does.
The grand Yes, the grand plan for what they had intended to do, which, by the way, is coming back to hit them in the face as a miserable failure, goes up much higher than the CIA. And yes, George Bush was the man who, in my estimation, incorporated this to shut you up, because he could not afford to have you come out and say what you had to say of what I just heard on the air, of which this could have all been stopped without firing a shot.
Yeah.
But that, yes, but that wasn't the plan, Susan. The plan goes back, all the way back to the Carter administration, because they want control of the oil, and they were building these pipelines over in the Caspian, and they went into Iraq on the premise of weapons of mass destruction, as we know was a lie. They did that to build their military bases for a jumping off point into other countries, such as Iran, to secure Iran for the pipelines, because that's what they desperately need. And what I've been reporting on my show for the last week and a half is so appalling, so horrific as to what these people have been doing, putting the military in on special operations in Turkmenistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, all of the stands over there, secret ops going in and threatening people with oil contracts at the point of a gun, and killing these people and branding them terrorists or incarcerating them if they do not give up the rights to their property and their oil. That's what this administration is doing. That's why they put you away. They could not afford to allow somebody to come out and blow what it was, or excuse me, and expose their lie. That's
yes.
What this is all about.
That is true. I agree with you 100%.
It's all about oil. Yes, I had to get out. Appreciate it. I'm not going to take up any more time. I want to hear the rest of Susan's story, but I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Thank you so much, ladies.
I agree with everything that Michael has just said, and I think it is despicable that we are using American soldiers to intimidate and harass any civilian population in another country to give up their land for oil pipelines. I think that's terrible.
Well, we're doing quite a bit more than harassing. We're invading, killing, raping, pillaging, plundering.
Yeah.
Susan, you got caught in a web of history here as a peace activist and somebody who is devoted to the truth and to peace. You got incarcerated.
Let's go to Carswell.
In 2005. You went into court, and what happened?
This is the hardest thing for me to talk about. I went into court, and after years of all the things that I've just described, I won't repeat them all again. I walked into court, and I heard a gavel fall, and it said, "Susan Lindauer, you have been declared incompetent." And I said, "What? What?" And I said, I want a hearing in this case. I want a hearing right now. And I was told, this was in the court of Judge Michael Mukasey, who is now the United States Attorney General. Ladies and gentlemen, I said to the court, I said, oh, pardon me, heck no. I used very strong language, much stronger than that. I said, I demand a hearing. I challenge you. There's rights of due process involved here, and you're talking to somebody who's read the Constitution. I love the Constitution. I will not roll over for you.
And what happened then?
They told me the courtroom was filled with U.S. Marshals. And the judge looked at me and said, Susan, if you demand a hearing, then these U.S. Marshals are going to take you to Carswell tonight. But I didn't even know what Carswell was at that point. But if you agree to a voluntary surrender, then you can go to Carswell in 10 days. And in 10 days, you will have the time that you need to get your mortgage in order, your animals. You know, you can figure out what you're going to do. You know, you can take care of your business, and you'll have 10 days before you have to surrender. And that's your choice. He said, but we're not going to have a hearing right now. And I said, well, I'm not giving up my right to a hearing in this case. Now, when I got, so I agreed to the voluntary surrender because it was not that I wanted, not I was not agreeing that I was incompetent. I had, it gave me 10 days to straighten out my business before I was...
So you were railroaded into taking a voluntary...
I would hardly call it voluntary. And the court soon realized that there was nothing voluntary about it because once I got to Carswell, I realized that my attorney had sold me out. And so for the first time, now I had been indicted 18 months before this, and from a legal standpoint, it's very important to know that until I am sent to Carswell, I never wrote the judge a letter. But once I was in prison, I said to myself that I better tell the judge what's going on because obviously my attorney has not done so, and we need to straighten this business out. So I began to write very well-constructed, very thoughtful letters to the court saying, Your Honor, I was an asset. I have witnesses. I want to exercise my right to have a hearing so that you can call these witnesses in. Here is the addresses, names, addresses, phone numbers, emails. You know, you can contact these people, and they'll tell you that I'm telling the truth, and you'll you know, you don't have to take my word for anything. I'm going to corroborate it all. Okay.
Now, you were sent off to Carswell for 4 months of observation, correct? Wasn't that the order?
That was the order, that I could not be held under the court order. First of all, Judge Mukasey's clerk told my uncle, who is an attorney, that they thought that I would only be held for about 60 days. Judge Mukasey, behind the scenes, told some people that he did not think that I was incompetent at all, and he thought the matter would be straightened out pretty quickly. Unfortunately, things were getting worse and worse in Iraq, and I was becoming more and more of a threat, even without doing anything, because the worse the war went, the more devastating it would be to hear that you didn't have to kill any American soldiers at all. Nobody had to lose their arms and legs. Nobody had to suffer any paralysis or head injuries or post-traumatic stress. The whole thing was avoidable. So I'm becoming more of a threat right in this period. So I go to Carswell, and, oh boy, Carswell is a prison that is located inside a Texas military base. It is Carswell Naval Air Base, outside of Dallas, Fort Worth. And I cannot speak to the military base itself. I never was outside the prison. But it was about the most terrifying experience of my entire life. I was terrified out of my mind. And I think my hair went white. I did come out of Carswell with a lot of gray hair.
So you were held there for 7 months. You were ordered there for 4 months. Just for the purposes of the listening audience, psychiatric evaluations do not take 4 months. However, Susan Lindauer was ordered to...
They usually take about 6 weeks.
Right, and you were ordered in for 4 months, and you were in there for how long?
I was there for 7 months. And then I was... And during that seven-month period... it has been noted by the Carswell staff in a report to the court. They saw no evidence of hallucinations, no evidence of schizophrenia, no evidence of depression, no bipolar disorder. They reported to the court that I was very active, I was socially engaged with other inmates at an appropriate level, it's in the report. It's in paperwork, so I mean, it's all documented. If they were to come in and change their testimony, it would be contradicted by the reports that they filed during that period. So they documented that I was very intelligent, very appropriate. You know, I didn't create problems with other inmates. I did not take advantage of any psychological counseling services because my emotional state was good. My emotional state, except for the fact that I was in prison, I don't have issues that I want to chit-chat about. I'm just not interested. I'm living my life the way that I want to live, and I don't have any issues that unresolved issues with daddy when I was five. I don't have that kind of life.
So after 7 months...
There are people who do, but I don't.
After 7 months at Carswell, what happens then?
Well, first of all, let me tell you what Carswell was like. Carswell is a prison that has a psychiatric unit in the prison. And there are approximately 35 women who are who are there for evaluation. Those women are very severely abused. It is horrifying to see these women. I would weep. Literally, I was terrified out of my mind. The women were so badly drugged that they could not walk. They could not speak in sentences. Many of them could not speak in sentences. They could go, huh, what, no, I don't know. And it was like they were so badly drugged that their IQs were about 40 or 30.
So they were chemically lobotomized.
Chemically lobotomized, yes. And what was terrifying was that I was seeing these women I was there so long, I was there 7 months, that I was seeing these women when they first arrived and they were joyful. Notably, they were not criminals, which is really something. These were not people who were vicious. They didn't murder anybody. They weren't attacking people. They didn't need to be subdued because they were violently aggressive. That would have been different. These were people who were just really nice. They were in the wrong place in the wrong time, and they were accused of being incompetent because they really didn't intend to go commit any crime. They didn't know that they were about to be committing a crime, and they deserved to get a little bit of slack in the federal system. But the people, when they got hold of them at Carswell, they lobotomized these women. And black women, African-American women, were the most severely abused, especially intelligent black women. They would go in, if they were reading the newspaper, oh boy, that was a threat. If they read books, oh boy, no, no. They were going to be taught their place, and they were. It's hideous.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's Dr. Carley, we have three callers on the line. Leo from Massachusetts has been
on
the line for over an hour and a half.
Right,
but we should bring us the callers.
Right, but not quite yet, because we need to cut. We kind of need to back
forward. We only have 10 minutes left,
Susan. What?
We only have 10 minutes left in the show.
I know, and that's why Susan needs to get to the crux of her story. So let's fast forward, Susan, to what happened.
Okay, anyway, the upshot of it was that the abuses at Carswell are hideous beyond comprehension. And the government tried, after holding me all this time, the government didn't want to let me go. They wanted to forcibly drug me with needle injections of Haldol. Haldol is a rhinoceros tranquilizer. They freely admitted that I did not suffer from any violent behavior towards myself or other people. They freely admitted that I did not have schizophrenia or hallucinations or anything like that. They wanted to drug me with Haldol specifically to stop me from saying that I had ever worked as an asset and that I would be cured when I stopped saying that witnesses would verify my story and when I stopped asking for due process of law.
So I understand that the government actually went to court to move to have you forcibly medicated.
Yes.
Is that?
They held a hearing in New York. At that point, I was transferred, thank God, transferred from Texas back to New York City and held in prison. My attorney made my court, my public defender made no effort to have me released, so I was held in prison for a total of 11 months. They never did forcibly drug me, but the Judge Mukasey, who is now the United States Attorney General, ruled in his very last decision on the bench that they were prohibited from forcibly drugging me, which was good. I'm very glad for that. But they fought viciously and brutally. You know, they were going to get me. They were going to punish me for being against George Bush. They were going to show that anybody who was against George Bush, man, they were going to get hurt. And they weren't just going to take your freedom. They were going to destroy your mind and your functioning.
And I understand that Michael Mukasey denied that motion. And because of that, we do have Susan Lindauer with us today. Let's go to one of these callers. Leo in Massachusetts has been holding a very long time.
So sorry.
So
thank
let's
you.
Bring on Leo.
Hello?
Leo, how are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you for emailing me and telling me about this. Ms. Lindauer, are you at all in contact with Sybil Edmonds and any of that stuff? Because her stuff seems to have been buried also. And maybe if you and Sybil and Ray McGovern all get together and do something together, that you might have more effect as a group.
We have friends in common. But because I'm under indictment and because I'm under the cloud of incompetency and mental illness, it is very difficult for other people to get attached to my case because I pull down their credibility, even though I am the source of all their real information. I'm the one who knows everything, but if they get in touch with me, they go down.
Well, isn't Sybil in the same situation?
Not quite like mine.
Okay, we're going to break, and we will be back in a couple of minutes with Susan Lindauer.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
You are listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Janet Phelan. My co-host is Dr. Rebecca Carley on 2 If By C. And we had a caller, Leo. Did you have any other questions for Ms. Lindauer? Okay. All right. So Yes, can we, before we bring on Renee, I just kind of wanted to get some closure here. Susan, you are free with all of this attempts, all of these attempts to imprison, incarcerate, and chemical lobotomize you. You are free. And how did that happen?
Well, first of all, let me say, I am still under indictment. I have never had a trial, so I am still subject to pretrial supervision. And the prosecutor tried to send me back to Carswell in October, November, and December of last year. And it was only because I brought a new private attorney in who's doing this practically pro bono, who said, oh, pardon me, like hell you're going to do that to her, and he fought them. But they have continued to try to do this to me. They've never stopped. And
so they've gotten their teeth into you, and they really don't want to let you go. I understand it was Michael Mukasey, who's now Attorney General of the United States of America, who actually did order your release. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's bring on Renee from North Carolina.
Hello.
Hi, Renee.
People need to understand that within the legal industry, these professional consultants that they get to testify, like psychologists, are referred to as prostitutes because they will say anything for money. Now, how the lawyers dare to call anybody else a prostitute for saying anything for money is beyond me. But they do. This is what they actually refer to these professional consultants as. And these psychiatrists and psychologists who get business from the courts will tell the courts and the judges whatever they want to hear so that they will continue to get the work. And psychiatry and psychology has been particularly abusive to women, like, you know, coming up with diseases like masochistic personality disorder for a woman who won't lose her husband because she likes to suffer, not taking into the financial or social considerations at all. Psychology has been used as a weapon, and personally, I think what we should start doing is when these people die, we send them flowers with a very large bottle of barbecue sauce so they'll have something to base themselves in hell with.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Renee.
Renee, everything you said is true. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I'm just like cheering from on my side of the phone. Thank you.
We just have a couple minutes left. Susan, do you have any closing comments? I would like to state that you can read more about Susan's story. Michael Collins has been covering this on Scoop, and if you look for American Cassandra, Susan Lindauer's story, you can start to read some of his excellent coverage on this case. So in our last remaining moments, Susan, do you have any closing comments?
Yes. I was arrested 4.5 years ago in June of this year. I finally had my first evidentiary hearing, and my story is already proving to be true. The government has moved the second hearing to August 22nd, which guarantees that I would not be allowed to have if I am found competent to stand trial, I would not be allowed to have a trial prior to the November election. And
I hear the music playing, and I'll tell you, I hear the music playing in this country, and we are in deep trouble. And Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for your bravery, your decency, and your persistence. This is 2FYC. We are signing off the air for today. And thank you so much for listening in. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you why I take Betaprost.